That's great. Stop This Flame on RT Radio 1. Now, our next guest has starred in everything from Peaky Blinders to Pure Mule, Ripper Street to Raw, and she'll be back on our TV screens on Sunday night on BBC One as part of a new Belfast-based crime series, Bloodlands, alongside James Nesbitt. Charlene McKenna, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ray. How are we?
Great to talk to you. I'm good.
Congratulations.
Good.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got married. Yeah.
I did. Finally. It only took 35 different attempts, but we got there.
Is this
only the dress rehearsal? The big party is to come.
Yeah. And all those attempts were with the same man. Were they? Yeah.
Well, there was. There was a few stand-ins just in case. It's like I like the subs bench.
Yes.
Just in case, you know. You have to keep your options up. Yes, they were.
Well, do you know what they say? You have to kiss a number of frogs to find your prince charming.
But this is it.
Yeah. So Adam Ruthenberg is the
man.
That's
him, yeah.
Yes. And you met on the set of Ripper Street.
We did indeed. We did. 2012, that was.
Wow, 9 years ago.
Yeah.
So can you remember the first time you set eyes on him?
Do you know, I really can. As two actors, we had to meet up for... talk about our upcoming scenes that week because it was the first week of the shoot and blah, blah, blah. And the director was like, maybe you two, you know, have a coffee and chat it out. And we went to Bewley's and we had a coffee. I can't even remember where we were sitting. And I have very fond memories of Bewley's because of it, because I'd never met anyone like him. And it really struck me. And then we just worked together for a few months. Nothing at all happened. And then we sort of started gently dating because it was long distance, it was awkward, but here we are.
Still
awkward. I haven't seen him since the wedding. So.
Have you not?
No, he's on Ozark filming,
oh, yeah.
So he's in Atlanta. Yeah, and I'm on Peaky, so it's like, well, that was fun. I'll see you in August. Goodbye.
Well, you know, some people say that that's the recipe for a great relationship, marriage.
Oh, yeah. It's the secret. Don't look at them. Don't see them.
Well, yeah.
I think a lot of people get a test of that now after a year of lockdown. They're like, yes. Absence.
Yeah. The pictures are just, you look stunning.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
That was an at-home hair dye job, an at-home fringe. I mean, the whole thing. My niece, Rebecca, did my hair and makeup. And my other niece, Laura, on the hairspray, Laura, she'll get it. Yes, so it was a very all at home, in house job, but we pulled something together, thankfully.
Up in Castle Leslie.
Yeah, Castle Leslie very kindly let us have our little, all six of us in there, and it was really special because we had the whole place to ourselves, obviously.
Yeah.
So I was going about the place for about 20 minutes, like I owned it. Nice. I had a nice fantasy 20 minutes where I went, and this is my living room.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was really special.
Yeah. So you're up in Monaghan now. Have you converted an outhouse, or are you converting it, or what?
We converted an outhouse during lockdown. Me and my brothers, and Adam and Mommy and Daddy. Oh my God, talk about an in-house job. And it's just a dream. Dream, because then we have it now for when we're in Ireland, and it's a wee haven.
Yeah.
So thanks to all the hands on deck together, it was really special, actually.
Brilliant. Listen, I watched the first episode of Bloodlands, and it's very good. It is very, very good. I don't know why I'm sounding surprised, but it's very good. So it's brought to you by the same people who brought sort of Bodyguard and Line of Duty.
Yeah.
Jed Mercurio, he's the executive producer. And it's James Nesbitt and you're his sidekick. Are you a...
I'm his, yeah.
Yeah, you're Detective Sergeant.
You're Ziggins Zag.
Yeah. Yes.
We're Ziggins Zag. I'm his Detective Sergeant, yeah. So he's my superior, but I don't mind too much. I don't listen to him that much.
No.
And Jed Mercurio is behind it, and Chris Brandon's the writer. And it's, sort of anything Jed is involved with, he's got such an eye. He's phenomenal. I mean, The Bodyguard, The Line of Duty speaks to themselves.
Yes,
so it has the bones. It had all the bones to be good. So just hopefully everyone enjoys it now. It's on Sunday.
Yeah. And do you know what it is, which these things need? There's a bit of light relief. And Chris Whalley, who people will know
yes.
from Young Offenders, he's sort of a bit green and a bit wet behind the ears.
Yeah.
And he asks the stupid questions when it comes to a briefing. But he sort of, he breaks the tension brilliantly.
Me and Chris had a ball filming together because I thankfully get to be the ones to give him the looks like, are you serious? And the best thing, they're like, oh, the art department need an award because they put tiny little policeman Legos on Chris's character computer in the police station. And I think it's the stroke of genius. He's got these little Legos on his computer. And I was like, there you go now. Go play with your Legos and we'll go solve crimes.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah. And it's set in Belfast. It's against the backdrop of it's peacetime, but the plot line goes back to when there wasn't peace. Pre-1998. And it's a brilliant story. I'm not going to go, no spoilers here. You have to tune in Sunday night on BBC. It's the first of four, isn't it, Charlene?
Yeah, there's four. Yeah. And it's very much interesting. It explores that dichotomy of peace and justice and which, can you have one with the other and what do you do? And
yes.
There's a lot of cliffhangers.
But that's a big question. Do you go back and unearth things that happened before peace for fear of, starting the whole thing again? Now, Peaky Blinders is coming back, and I believe you're, without giving away anything again, that you're playing a bigger part this time.
Yeah, I was introduced. I was only ever meant to be introduced in season five because they wanted to pepper her in for You'll See Why when it gets to be released. Obviously, it was meant to be done, shot, and out by now.
Yeah.
So it wasn't meant to be as big of a build up to me coming into it.
Yeah.
But yes, we're back filming now, having a ball. It's great. Everyone's delighted to be back at work and grateful, and the atmosphere is fantastic. And yeah, we're back, and I'm not sure when it'll air. I would imagine later in the year.
Okay, late in 2021. Listen,
I would imagine, yeah.
When we get to the other side of this, you might come in and say hello to us if you're still around.
I know.
You've been unbelievably busy, and I know Bloodlands happened before lockdown, but since lockdown you've managed to renovate an outhouse into a house, you got married, and you did Peaky Blinders. So you're a very busy woman. So thanks for taking...
Yeah, I've got a few things done.
You got a few
Some
things
of them harder than others. I'll stick to the acting.
Thanks for taking time out to talk to us. Congratulations
no
again.
No worries. Thanks,
Charlene,
bye
now. Bye, 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 bye.